You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Jim Donovan along with Matt Wilhelm. Jim Donovan in for Nathan Zegar. I'll be here with Matt today and tomorrow. I am committed to stay here the rest of the day today.
All right.
And then all day tomorrow. And the telephone number, 216-578-0850. All right. Enough about us kind of, you know, taking Brian Hoyer's comments and kind of paraphrasing him. Let's hear from him. We're going to go back to last Saturday afternoon out at the IX Center. Brian made an appearance at the Home and Garden Show there. The media that covers the Browns on a day-to-day basis, the beat reporters were all out there, and they got a chance to talk to him, and he talked to them about his situation, the situation that's going on with the Browns. So here he is from last Saturday. Here's Brian Hoyer.
Right. Did you meet with those guys? I think you're supposed to meet with like Ray and
Flip. I met with Coach Flip. I got a chance to meet with him, and obviously, you know, with the rules that are in place, you can't talk football. But I just wanted to, you know, with the decision that I'm going to have to make, I want to, you know, make the most informed decision. So I wanted to sit down, meet with him, try to get a feel for the type of person he is, and I really liked him. He's got a lot of, you know, high energy. You can tell he's excited to be here, and you know, from our time together, you know, I really came away impressed as far as, you know, the person, you know, that he is. So, you know, it'll be, you know, interesting to see how things play out if I get a chance to work with him. But, you know, I'm glad I took the time to go and meet him.
Do you have any more clarity on what you want to do, Brian?
You know what, for me, since the season's been over, I've just kind of taken a step back and try to enjoy my time with my family, you know, take a few trips, been out of, in and out of town. So I haven't put much thought into it yet. You know, this is my first time really being a free agent. And, you know, so from what my agent has told me is, you know, things will really start to pick up, you know, as the, towards the end of February. And so I've tried not to think about it to this point. I'm sure, you know, in about 2 weeks I'll start, you know, putting a little more thought into it. And when you get information from you know, teams, whoever it might be, you know, then I'll start thinking a little bit about it more.
Would the Browns flip make you want to be here more so than you?
No, like I said, I wanted to make an informed decision. I don't, you know, regardless of where I end up, you know, being a quarterback's kind of a unique thing because you have to learn a system, that type of thing. And like I said, you can't, you know, sit down and talk football, but at least I can know the type of guy that he is. And like I said, I came away impressed, and I really liked him.
Would the Browns be your first choice to come back, or do you really want to take your time and explore the open market?
You know, I mean, would it be convenient for me to come back? Yeah, but, you know, I don't want to make one of the biggest decisions in my life based off of convenience. So, you know, obviously being from here, you know, I was here last year. I love my teammates. I love the coaches. Yeah, it's definitely, you know, it's up on the top of the list. But at the same point, I want to make sure I make the best decision for me at this point in my career and my family. So, you know, like I said, I'm going to take, you know, take my time and make the best decision possible.
Ryan, you said throughout the year, no matter what, you want to play.
Sure.
And Joe Linta a couple weeks ago, you know, he said that, you know, you just want to be assured that you'll have a chance to compete for a starting job.
Yeah, well, I think for me, like, I've proven that I can win in this league as a starting quarterback. Now, did the season end the way we wanted to? No. I mean, we fell off, and, you know, there's a lot of things, a lot of reasons why that happened. So I'm not going to shy away from my responsibility in that part. But, you know, for me, I feel like, you know, 16 starts, you know, I've shown that I can be a winning quarterback in this league. So, especially at this point in my career, you know, I want to go somewhere, whether it's here or wherever it might be, that I'm going to be able to have a chance to be on the field.
Have the Browns given you any feedback as far as that goes? Have they said you would have a chance to compete?
You know, I haven't spoken to them. You know, that'd be a better question for Joe, for my agent, Joe Linta. You know, from what he's told me, it's been very brief talk. You know, just kind of to gauge, you know, where we're at. So, you know, to this point, I really don't know that.
Brian, there's been a lot of stuff come out in the last week behind the scenes, the texting investigation that's underway through the league. And that, how much does the behind the scenes atmosphere factor in to your decision?
I mean, it obviously will. I think, like I said, I'm going to make the best decision possible, and to read, you know, the stories and see what's going on. I mean, I'm just as interested as you guys are to see where that comes out, especially because when you read it, that it has to deal with the quarterback situation and play calling. I mean, that's something that could affect, you know, how I feel about it. So, you know, for me, you know, I'm looking forward to see, you know, what comes out of that. You know, obviously it's an ongoing investigation, so, you know, I'm not going to comment any more than the fact that, you know, I'm just as interested as all of you are to see, you know, where that goes.
Does it seem, you were in the building, does it seem as dysfunctional as this week made it sound to everyone else?
You know, as far as the players are concerned, you know, we're downstairs, we're in the locker room, we're focusing on games. So, you know, for me, I think, you know, what happened at the end of the season speaks for itself with Kyle and Dal. I mean, you don't just leave a job to leave, you know. So, you know, to say that I was unaware of it, I think I'd be lying to you. But I know, you know, to the extent I had no idea. So, you know, like I said, I'm just as interested, you know, as all of you to see what happens.
So do you know that Kyle kind of confided in you that I'm out of here?
No, he didn't confide in me. I you know, sometimes you can read people and you can get a feeling for, you know, how things are going or you know, it's a long season and you spend a lot of hours together. So, you know, I think, you know, the actions speak for themselves.
Brian, are you pretty confident that, you know, there's a lot of people in the league that think very highly of you. You've got coaches in various places that have worked with you. Are you pretty confident that someone will want to give you a chance as a starter?
Yeah, no doubt. Like you said, you know, for me personally, I have, you know, all the confidence in the world in myself. And like I said, you know, after we beat Atlanta, we're 7-4. If you would have told me the season would end the way it did, I would have said you're crazy. So, you know, did we have a few bad games? Sure, no doubt. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we weren't able to, you know, see it through and get it done. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, like I said, I'm going to, you know, make the best decision for myself, for my career, and at this point in my life. And, you know, so, you know, I've told you guys before, I'm from here. You know, would it be great to stay here? Sure. But if it's not the best place for me to be at this point in my career, then, you know, I'm going to have to make, you know, some tough decisions.
Is there just too much stuff going on here? I mean, is it too...
Well, I think, you know, the dust will all settle at some point. And for me, free agency is still a month away. So a lot can happen from now and then. And like, from my standpoint, you just keep all options open.
How do you think Kyle and or Dal leaving, I mean, does that affect your decision?
Well, yeah, I mean, I grew to, you know, have a great relationship with those guys. And, you know, so... You got to figure out who's going to be in there. But like I said, I've met Flip. You know, from what I've heard, they're going to hire Kevin as the quarterback coach. It's someone I'm familiar with. You know, and for me, you know, there's no animosity from me towards him. You know, and he was here last year in training camp, I think, for like a 3 or 4 day span where he was kind of just observing and stuff. And we had a great relationship then. So, you know, you want to be able to know those people. For me, I had a good chance to, you know, be in the building and work, you know, day in, day out with Kyle and Dal. And you know, I have a lot of respect for those guys and, you know, for them, you know, helping me get in the position that I was last year.
So the National Writer did kind of speculate that, you know, your history with Kevin might be awkward and might make you want to leave.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've never had Kevin as a coach before, so I don't know how that would, you know, present itself. But as far as our relationship as, you know, friends, I mean, when he sat in those meetings, there was, you know, everything was fine between he and I. So, and if anything, it's someone I'm familiar with.
What do you think of the news about Johnny Manziel checking himself in the ring yet?
I mean, you know, I reached out to Johnny, and hopefully he gets, you know, what he needs out of it. And I think, you know, for his part, it takes a big person to take those steps. So, you know, I'm hoping for the best for him. I know, you know, people want to make it out to seem like we're enemies, but really, I think we became really good friends throughout the entire season. You know, I never felt like he was trying to undermine me or anything like that. I felt like he was always very supportive. And, you know, so, you know, for him, I hope, you know, he gets what he needs and you know, wish him the best.
If they gave you the opportunity to come back here and compete, and Johnny was also going to come back here, how would that impact your decision that knowing that it was going to be you two kind of battling it out again?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's something I've already done once. You know, I'm not afraid of doing it twice. You know, for me, I've never shied away from any competition, whether it was here, whether it was in New England to, you know, fight for the backup job or wherever it may be. So, you know, like I said, you know, that'll all go into consideration for when I make that decision, but it's not something that is going to keep me from staying here. I know that that's been put out there that I won't come back here if Johnny's here. That's not true.
Did Johnny ever confide in you during the season that he was struggling with?
No, you know, and like I said, for me, you spend a lot of hours together, and you know, I never, you know, thought, you know, it would be anywhere close to where he's at now. And like I said, I don't know the situation. You know, we had a group message amongst the quarterbacks and stuff, and even up until a few weeks ago, Johnny was, you know, a part of that, and then, you know, I found the news out the same day that you, probably all you did, so I was kind of shocked by it. But like I said, if he decided that's what he needs, I think that's a big step and very, you know, mature of him to be able to do that. I mean, with everything that's, you know, surrounding him, the media, the hype, all that stuff, for him to be able to take those steps, I think that shows that, you know, he cares about himself. And like you said, you know, you read the statement, his family, his teammates, you know, the Cleveland Browns. So it's, like I said, I hope, you know, I wish him the best.
How about Josh Gordon? What do you think of that? So now he's gone.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's disappointing that it's got to this point. Hopefully, you know, same thing for Josh. You wish him the best, and hopefully that he can figure it out.
Do you put your finger on what happened with him last year after the Atlanta game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I told you guys before, it's hard enough to play games when you're practicing every week, every day of the season, let alone, you know, be suspended for 10 games and then come back and be expected to be, you know, a key component to the offense. And there were times where we were definitely not on the same page. And when you're figuring that out in the game, it can definitely hurt you. So, you know, we were able to overcome some of that in the Atlanta game and still win, but when you have those mistakes against a good defense like Buffalo, it definitely is going to hurt you. So, you know, you don't blame Josh. I mean, Josh was in a tough situation, and, you know, he was brought back. And obviously everyone knows how talented Josh is. So you want to get him out on the field. You want to get him the ball. And I think it just didn't work out for us.
The Browns don't have to make any decision on Josh because he's gone for a year. But
sure.
Do you think it sends any kind of bad message that they hang on to him rather than cut him because he's made so many mistakes?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's hard to look at it. I think, you know, you can look at it from both perspectives, and you know, I'm not going to give my opinion on that. But like I said, you just hope with a guy who is that talented, who is a well-liked guy in the locker room, that for his sake, that he gets things right and is able to stay on, you know, in the building and on the field, because he's capable of great things.
Brian, you've been in other environments. It seems every offseason when it comes to the Browns this time of year, the type of stories that came out this past week about things that go on behind the scenes. Is this unique to Cleveland, or is this type of stuff go on around the NFL, but it just isn't as highly publicized?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? The only other place I've been at extent just won the Super Bowl for the fourth time in however many years, and you look at them, I mean, they're the model of continuity, and a lot of it has to do with because Bill's a great coach and Tom's a great quarterback, and even though other people shuffle around through there, when you have those two key components in place, you know, so I can't really compare it to that. I think with this, you know, there's been turnover ever since the Browns have been back, and I think that definitely kind of creates this cycle that it's kind of a cycle, and hopefully, you know, now we got Pett in there for another year. He did a great job, and hopefully, you know, you kind of break that streak a little bit.
What's the next step for you in terms of who do you need to meet with the Browns? What does your agent need to do?
Yeah, I mean, at some point, you know, I've talked to Coach Pettine a few times. I'll go back in and meet with him. I know Ray had texted me about meeting. It hasn't gone anywhere to this point. You know, I'm sure he has other things on his plate, but hopefully I get a chance to do that. I'd like to sit down and talk to him. And then, you know, as far as, you know, when you get to free agency, I don't really, you know, I got to talk to Joe about that. We haven't crossed that bridge yet on how that works. So, you know, like I said, for me, you know, my heart is here, and regardless if I'm here or not, I want to see the Cleveland Browns do well. I think, you know, seeing these people here today, they're so desperate to have, you know, a good team and some continuity, and they deserve it. So, you know, whether I'm here or not, you know, I'll always, and now that I've had a chance to play for this organization, you know, it'll always be a special place in my heart, and you just want to see them do well. So, you know, for me, I'm just going to, after I leave here, go back home and get back into, you know, relaxing with my family and enjoying that, because I know, you know, a few months from now, you know, you get back right to it and right back to the grind.
Will you hit the open market, though?
I don't know. You know, I really don't know. I mean, first of all, you'd have to be offered a contract from Cleveland at some point before then. So I really don't know. And like I said, I'm keeping all options open at this point.
Do you want to hit the open market so you can see what's out there?
You know, that'd be better to ask Joe. I don't really know that at this point. I don't know how all that works. But for me, all options are on the table, and obviously Cleveland has a big place in my heart.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Do you think, would you have to be re-signed before March 10th to stay here, do you think?
Not necessarily. No, I don't think so. All right.
Do you feel like the worm has turned at all in your favor with Manziel entering rehab and all the chaos? At least you do bring stability and knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, you know, for me, all of that, you know, is kind of outside noise. For me, I'm going to, you know, look at it from my perspective and just, you know, how it affects my life. So, you know, the stuff that is outside of that kind of is up to the other people involved in the situation. So that's not for me to decide. But, you know, for me, you know, I'm going to make sure I do what's best for me and my family. So.
Just one more. Do you think some of the comments by Ray Farmer don't seem real supportive? Like him saying, well, it doesn't really matter where the guy's from, you know?
Sure. No, and I totally agree. Me being from here didn't make me the best quarterback for the Browns, and me being from here doesn't make the Browns the best team for me either. So,
right. But,
I mean, not that many people get a chance to play, you know, where they grew up and where they're from. It's a very unique situation. So,
but you know, everything else he said, too, where we got to look for everywhere for a quarterback.
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't sound like...
Well, I mean, in their defense, you know, we didn't finish the season very strong. You know, if we had finished the season, you know, the way we had started it, I think we were having a totally different conversation here. So, you know, I mean, that's something that Ray and Joe, my agent, have to discuss, and they can hash that out. So, for me, you know, once I leave here, no offense to you guys, but I still try to keep my head out of the media. So, you know, you hope that those don't affect, you know, certain things.
And just one more, Jordan Cameron, do you think... Because you know, I remember you getting his autograph on his jersey or yours.
Yeah,
whatever.
That's just because Jordan and I, you know, having our lockers together, we established a close bond. And unfortunately for him this year, you know, he had to deal with the injuries and stuff. But, you know, getting a chance to sit down and talk to him every day, talk football, talk life, you know, he became one of my better friends. And that was just kind of, you know.
Yeah, but do you think he is gone? Because
I don't know. You'd have to ask Jordan that question. I mean,
okay.
I really
don't
know.
One thing you mentioned, I don't know if you want to get into this.
Yeah, last one.
You talk about not finishing the season the way you want. Were you given a fair chance to finish the season the way you want?
You know what? It's hard to make an argument that they shouldn't have taken me out. You know, you look at the numbers, but I think also there's more than, you know, just meets the eye, more than the numbers. So, you know, for me, like I said, we had a good thing going. You know, we had a few rough patches, and they made a decision to go the other way. I can't blame them for that. So,
all right, there you go. There he is, Brian Hoyer. That last question was very interesting. That's the answer that really intrigued me, that he had kind of the soreness of being taken out and when he was taken out and how people said, how could you put Manziel in and start him in the Cincinnati game, which in effect was the biggest game of the year. They were all the biggest game of the year at that point in time. But he has kind of used the weeks now away from the regular season to say, well, you know what, I can kind of understand why they were doing that. I don't think, you know, I think he was definitely firm against it
when
it happened.
Too.
But
no,
I think now he looks back and says, yeah, I mean, I was throwing picks. The offense wasn't doing it, and I can see why they did it.
You're absolutely right, and I think that's you know, him meeting with his coaches, him getting his postseason review, him probably meeting with his agent, and so on and so forth, and coming to the realization that he wasn't playing his best football. But Jim, the one thing that I recall in hearing Brian Hoyer talk about, even throughout that losing streak, was, you know, I just hope that I get to finish what I started. And
right.
I think that's what Brian was after here in Cleveland, was he worked his tail off all offseason to come back from ACL surgery. He earned that starting job in training camp when the heat was on him, with Johnny Manziel being the hot commodity that he was as a first overall draft pick by the Cleveland Browns. But he won that spot. He started. He got them to 7-4 at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like he was on the highest of highs. And Brian had grown in confidence in himself and in his teammates, and I'm sure the organization, to let him see it through to the end. But it was that downward spiral of inconsistent play that did not amount to wins, even in good defensive efforts and offensive line doing well. There was the interceptions. There was, you know, of course, and then you'd give to Johnny Manziel. Johnny then falls flat on his face, and ultimately it was a bad end result. And this is even, you know, we look at the Patriots dynasty and we talk about Brady and Belichick being the best ever because it just happened. But when you have an opportunity to go back and look at it and the full spectrum, is Brian just came to the realization that he wasn't playing his best football. And in some cases, it hurt his opportunity to come back in Cleveland. And I'm sure it hurts him just a little bit going to that open market.
So there are some things you look at when you look at a quarterback and you watch his career. And there's every week when you get ready for the team that the Browns are going to play that particular Sunday, you always look and you take a look, and they'll show a category about a quarterback. How many fourth quarter rallies can a quarterback lead his team back from losing? Because invariably you're going to be behind in this league. The games are typically very close. Now, Brian was on his way to doing that. Brian did that. I mean, Brian beat New Orleans.
Yes.
He really probably should have beaten Pittsburgh
yep.
in the opening game of the
beat
year.
Beat Tennessee late.
He beat Tennessee in the biggest of ways. He beat Atlanta, late, but a couple got away.
I mean, the Baltimore
game got away. The Indianapolis game got away. You know, he didn't do enough with the with an early lead and a really good defensive performance up in Buffalo in what was a big game. He did not do it down in Jacksonville. The defense was keeping them in there. Remember, they all had interceptions in that game. You know, Gibson had a couple. Screen had one. I mean, Bortles was throwing the ball to them as much as he was going throwing it to his own team. So, I mean, there were those games. The fact of the matter is he got a great opportunity here. Would you have done that meeting with the media if you were him on Saturday? He keeps his name out there. And I think the more I really and you can call into the show and tell us what you think about this at 216-578-0850. But I'll tell you this, the more he talks, the more he swings the mood of this city to say, you know what, I like him, he's one of us, bring him back.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm picking up on the street.
I do, and in some cases I've been against, you know, Brian Hoyer in that story and kind of say, you know, that ship has come, that ship has passed.
And it's a dangerous ship.
It is a dangerous ship, and he won a lot of football games. But also, too, I think, you know, Johnny Manziel being here and being drafted number one overall and all the hype that came with him kind of divided this city. You had the loyalty to Brian Hoyer as being a Clevelander,
but you had the pizzazz.
That is Johnny football.
You did. There was no question about it. And there was always a clock ticking as to, you know, as to when that might happen. You know how the clock ticks down at Columbus for when the Michigan game is coming up?
Yes.
The clock was always ticking, I think, here.
I do, too.
When will Manziel play? The music tells us it's time for a break. And on the other side of the break, we should have Scott Petrak, who was there at the Home and Garden Show on Saturday in front of Brian Hoyer from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram. We'll talk with him about what he felt walking away from Brian on Saturday and more about the Browns as we continue on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford here on ESPN 850 WKNR. When I was on the road.